They fled the front lines of this war, knowing that Israel's assault would follow them. In Gaza, nowhere is safe and nobody is immune from the onslaught. There are hundreds of refugees now living in makeshift shelters like this one in Gaza City. 13,000 have already been driven from their homes, according to the United Nations. Noha left her home on the outskirts of the strip with her husband and three children. Her youngest, Marwa, hasn't been changed in 3 days. The milk she's drinking is the last bottle Noha has for her.
I want to tell people outside to do something. Why is this Palestinian blood so cheap to you? Why are our neighbors living in peace, but we are deprived of that? What have the children done to deserve this? Why should my daughter drink milk from a dirty bottle? She won't even take it anymore. What did we do wrong? They bring us some milk, a blanket. We don't want it. We want to go home and eat and sleep and live like everyone else. Where is the great Arab world that they taught us about at school? They have left us. Shame on them.
Conditions here are deteriorating. Creating a clean, safe shelter in a war zone is no easy task. The school simply isn't equipped to deal with the number of refugees that are now staying here night after night. This is the only place that they can get clean water. You can see that most of the taps aren't even working, and people are using the water here to wash themselves, to wash their hands, their feet, and now they're using it to drink with. It's the only water that's clean in the whole school. We could feel the anger all around the shelter. Disappointment at the inaction of the international community and rage at the Arab leaders who they feel have sold them out.
Where are the authorities? Where are our leaders? They have shut their eyes. Why is it that children around the world are allowed to live in peace but not Palestine's children? Aren't we all the same, the children of God? We just want to be free to live in peace.
61 members of Sobhi Rizk's family are now living in this shelter. His granddaughter Amel was overwhelmed by what was happening around her.
I'm crying for the children of Gaza that have been thrown in the streets. We have nothing to do with this. We don't fire rockets. We don't know what this war is about. Why should children be forced to drink dirty water? What did we do wrong? Where is everyone?
Refugees are a casualty of every war. But in Gaza, there is nowhere safe to flee. Israel says its enemy is Hamas. But while it fights its battle, it keeps 1.5 million people trapped inside the war zone it's created. Shireen Tadros, Al Jazeera, Gaza City.